See, I had a nightmare last night, and I...
Walk. Up.
Okay, so you...
Got up.
Okay. And if you bring your foot down the floor like that a lot, what do you call that?
Stomp.
Okay. If a man meets a girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, and he says to her, may I?
Have a date.
Okay, but he wants to take her home. He meets her at the dance. He says, may I?
May I take
you? Okay. And if you want to get a boat up on the land, you tie a rope to the bow and you do this one.
Pull.
Okay, and if you want to get it back in, you do this.
Shove.
Or?
Pull.
You do what?
Push.
Okay. And if you carried a very heavy suitcase for a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you might say, I
towed it.
Okay. And if some children come into the house and start playing with some things on the table and their glass and you don't want them to play with them, you say, you might yell at them, don't.
Break it.
Or don't. They're reaching up for it.
Bother.
Well, just don't
mess with it.
Okay. If you needed a hammer, you might say to somebody, you know, you don't have one, you're out there trying to do something, you need a hammer. And so you tell somebody to what? How would you tell them?
Could I borrow it?
Well, just tell them to go into the house and do what? Go.
What was that?
If you needed something, you were outside and you needed it, say a hammer, okay? And I was standing there and you wanted to tell me to get you a hammer. Well, how would you tell me to do it?
We'll get you a hammer. I will borrow your hammer.
Okay. Playing tag, what's the tree against which children can hold their hands and be safe? What they call that? Remember when you played tag? You ever play tag? Okay, what's the H bar in football called?
The H bar.
And the big bar at the end of the
goal post.
Okay. And if you throw a ball to somebody, he has to
catch.
Okay, and if he did it yesterday, he
did it today.
Alright, if you threw it yesterday, he did what?
Threw it today.
Alright, but if you threw the ball yesterday he
caught it.
And he had
catched it.
Okay. I might say, let's meet in town, and if I get there first, I'll do well. If I get there before you, I'll
be first.
And then I'll have to do well.
Be there.
I'll what?
First.
Yeah, but if I'm just there, I might just leave. You know, you want me to meet you there, so I'll say, if I meet you in town, I'll be there. Okay. All right. I'll say, look, there's no need to hurry. I'll
wait.
Okay, but I'll wait
there.
For what? I'll wait there.
On you.
Okay, that's it. If a young man in school, he says, if you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, please give me another
chance.
Okay. If a man is always in a good mood, you say, he's in a very good
mood.
How about that? You know those ice cream men, the good... What do they call them? The good boy. The good...
Good buddy.
How about, if a man is in a good mood, you say, all right, how about, somebody's got a smile on his face and he's in a pleasant word for everybody, you say, he seems to be in a good...
Move.
All right, Jim, how about humor? You ever say humor? If you have somebody around the house that keeps loafing all the time that you don't need around there, it's a hired man or something like that, you might decide to discharge him. Farm, and you might say to your friend of yours, I think I'm going to get
rid of him.
Okay. And you might say, he didn't know what was going on, but he, blank, he knew it all along.
Fire.
Huh? If somebody don't really know what they're doing, but they just...